Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Free throws in the air. It's good. Celtics down three. 1.1 to go. Tice, not smart. Going to try to make the touchdown pass. Long lead. Deflected. Jaylen Brown can't come up with it. The clock hits triple zeros. And the Miami Heat, coming from the five seed, are one game away from the Eastern Conference Championship.
.985 The Sports over Toucher and Rich. Celtics losers last night, down 3-1 in their series against the Heat. Danny Ainge is the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. He joins us on the AT&T Expert Hotline. Mr. Ainge, hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Better than you, facing the fire.
last night was a rough one. Didn't feel like we had it from the beginning, and you know, we made a good spurt to take the lead there, but late in the game, but we were throwing the ball all over the place. We just didn't seem to have the same confidence and swag that we had in game three, and you know, it's just hard to know why. I mean, you got to give your opponent credit. I think oftentimes we think, oh, you just didn't come out ready to play, or didn't play hard enough and things like that, but oftentimes your opponent has a lot to do with that. And or Tyler Hero he looked like he was just shooting in the gym by himself there for a while.
Well, Danny, speaking of that, there were reports that you guys were enamored with Tyler Hero in this year's draft. I mean, a lot of reports of a collective gasp amongst team brass when he was taken one pick before yours. Were you as keen on him as is being reported?
You know, I can't comment on things like that. That's
why.
It just sounds like, it's just best I don't.
But he's on a team now. I mean, it's not. I don't think there's anything.
Yeah,
like,
no. I mean, he was a guy that you know we liked. I'm sure many teams liked. But yeah, I don't think anybody saw that he was going to be this good.
Okay, well, looking back, what do you think the team could have done to stop him from scoring 37 last night?
Well, not let him get on fire so easily. You know, when a guy makes three or four shots in a row that are pretty easy, then, you know, the basket looks really big. And, you know, so we got to just respect every player and every possession better than we did last night.
Did you have a problem with who was covering him? Because I know that there was a lot of times where Kemba was on him. It seemed like at some point, do you wish that there would have been some sort of switch as far as the defense on Tyler Hero, seeing that you knew how hot he was yesterday?
Well, we're doing a lot of switching anyway. So who players start out on is not always who ended up guarding him when the possession is finished. I just thought that we should have given him more respect and played with more intensity and aggression, whoever was guarding him.
Been more physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, beat him up a little bit. I'm not kidding. No,
old
be physical.
School, baby. Old school.
No, he's a young, slight kid. I mean, you bump him around a little bit, get him off his game. I don't think that's crazy. Do you, Danny?
Listen, I just think that we need to be closer to him, and we need to be into his body more, and just give him more respect. We did later in the game, and then you know he took a couple of bad shots, and you know, we just need to give him the same respect that we're giving the other guys on that team.
All right, Danny, we talk about this, and we see how these series have gone by, and, you know, you're right. They were very sloppy with the ball. We've seen at the end of games the team has, you know, ended up settling for shots that you think they could have created something better. Are you disappointed with the way Brad Stevens has coached this team a little bit?
Not even a little bit. No, listen, I think that it's been, like last night, again, you know, we have so many good stretches in the course of the game. You can see that our players are prepared. You can see that it's just being able to sustain it. And, you know, the turnovers, there's so many of the turnovers that are just unforced turnovers. And so that's frustrating. I've always been a person that has taken blame as a player. I coached in the NBA. I understand how hard coaching is, and how I've sat on the bench watching one of my players shoot free throws and thinking, if he makes these free throws, I'm a great coach. If he misses them, I'm a terrible coach. And it's just obviously not that way. That's just the way that we look at it sometimes. If we just squeaked out a win last night, you know, we don't question anything. But when you lose by 3 points, you question everything. And because I have had the opportunity to watch Brad coach for 7 years, and I've watched his preparation, and I've watched our team perform when they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, then I'm very satisfied and very happy with it. And I know Brad's the first one also that will take responsibility and take accountability for us not playing well. And he got the least amount of sleep of anybody last night.
Well, to Fred's point, though, you know, Bill Belichick always gets credit for keeping his team disciplined and not doing anything careless to give up yards or turn over the ball. And I mean, and this is something that has been an issue all series. I mean, one of the biggest problems the Celtics have had has been careless turnovers. You had 20 in game two, 19 last night, and the Heat, you know, especially last night, much more disciplined. Can't some of that be on Brad Stevens?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's not, you know, I'll give Brad a lot of credit for getting our guys prepared, but I mean, I do think that I don't know why we did some of the things that we did, meaning some of the careless turnovers. But listen, I've been watching our group of players play since some of them were in high school, and I think there are patterns that develop. Brad are way less concerning than the patterns that have developed in some of the players in the way they go about their jobs. So that's why I say I'm not like being naive and think a coach can't have an impact, but I think that we do play with great discipline. We have been better in many of the games against much more veteran-like teams in Toronto, and, you know, not turn the ball over. So I think that the zone defense has been challenging for us at times. We've gotten a lot of great shots. We aren't able to knock them down. We had, you know, in the first half last night, we missed so many wide open shots that we normally make. And I don't know if, you know, our guys are at the stage of their careers where they can continue to play with the same force defensively and focus when things aren't going their way.
Hey,
a lot of that is just maturity. A lot of it is, you know, we have 22 and 23, and I'm not making excuses for age, because our young guys have been through a lot and had some shining, brilliant moments. Like Tyler Hero had last night, we have a handful of guys, or a few guys anyway, that are young that have had those kind of moments in their young careers. But I don't question my coach. I don't question my players. I look at what they're doing, and last night was one of those games where I was very frustrated in that I didn't think anything Miami was doing was causing us to make some of the plays that we made. They were unforced errors. You got, you know, a lob shot at the net and you hit it in the net. or you hit it out. And that happens in all sports. You miss the 3-foot putt. You know, we had some of those last night, and those are hard to take.
Hey, Danny, seeing how the Heat did at the draft and how they did at the trade deadline, do you question if you could have done more to help this team this year?
Yeah, I always question that. I always question the deals that we had and look back at, you know, like what a deal that we might have been able to do. But quite honestly, we didn't have any deals that I regret not doing, I think, for the short term and the long term. So I do question those things, and I do, you know, wish that we could have had a little bit more help on the bench. But, you know, the price it was going to take for the guys that we wanted, it's probably wise that I didn't do it.
Now, Danny, one great thing about, like, the 08 Celtics is, you know, you had a guy, maybe even two guys, you know, definitely Paul Pierce, that was a proven closer. Like a guy who, when you knew in the playoffs, he was, give me the damn ball, and you wanted it in his hands. Do you think this team has a definitive playoff closer?
I think that Jason Tatum is as close as we have in that right now.
Is that good enough? Is that good enough in your opinion?
I think it is good enough, yes, because he doesn't have to do everything all by himself. Like, he doesn't have to. He can. Jason is right before our eyes becoming a terrific passer. He's growing like Paul grew in his career, where sometimes you think you have to shoot every shot, and sometimes it's best to give the ball up to your teammates and trust them. And I think Jason is growing right before our eyes at making those decisions.
Is Kemba Walker, what do you think of his play when he turns it on offensively, but he's picked on defense? Is that a coaching thing, or is that a liability?
No, it's not a coaching thing. Again, like in the playoffs, your weaknesses are exposed. Kemba's size defensively is a factor. You know, I think that not just Kemba's size. I mean, if Kemba had, you know, 2 7-footers around him, it could help him defensively, and it would probably hurt him offensively. So those are the things. Those are the kind of things that coaches are always having to weigh. And you know, we've been playing small ball just simply because our best players are smaller. And you know, last night, you know, at times we looked really small. And I think that Bam Adebayo has hurt us in the series. You know, with offensive rebounding, as we've done a lot of switching. He doesn't really score except out of the lobs and dunks, but he gets the offensive rebounds and keeps balls alive when he has the mismatches on the switching. So I think that, you know, we got to look at all those types of things. But I think that we have still we're way better team than we played last night. That is not who I know this team to be. And I'm very confident that our guys are going to come out in a completely different mindset. I think they're not happy of how they played last night individually and collectively. And I think we'll have a better, much better game in Game 5, and I don't think this team is done yet.
You know, people who haven't played in the playoffs for the NBA on a stage like that, you know, everyone wants them to be turned on to 100% and have the aggression that this team had in Game 3 every single game. But we're seeing that, you know, even some of the best teams come out and just look lifeless. When you're in the middle of, like, I mean, from when you played, like, how do you snap out of that funk? Like, have you ever done, like, a self-evaluation after a game where you're just like, dude, I can't believe I just wasn't into this, and tried to figure out what were the things that led me to being in this funk that I was in, or the team as a whole? Like, what leads to something like that? Because from the outside looking in as a fan, you know, we're assuming that they can just go in and turn it on and be angry like fans are.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, we were ahead, I think, 85-84 in the game last night, and we were not playing well at all. Like, I don't think Miami played particularly well last night either. And I think they're a better team than they were last night. And so, you know, just because we come out ready and mentally prepared to play and play, you know, our best basketball, there's no guarantee we're going to win. And, you know, that's why we watch sports. That's why we participate. Winning is hard. And I don't know. I mean, I've watched a lot of games. I mean, I think I've watched basketball games every night for the past few months, many, many games. And, yeah, I see these kind of games all the time. And I played in games like this. Every player last night lost sleep. Every player that played and didn't play up to their capabilities is under stress and, you know, is going to get up extra shots and is going to watch more film and is going to self-evaluate. And there's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on them. And, you know, I find that players typically respond after a bad performance. And I'm looking forward to how our team responds again.
Danny, one last question. We had a caller who actually made an interesting point. Do you think the lack of having a crowd allows a guy like Hero to go off like that? And I know that it would have been a home game for the Heat, I guess. A home game for the Heat, yeah. But do you think that's played a factor in this bubble, made things a little bit different?
I mean, I think Hero's a good player. I think that he's capable of doing these types of things. He's been in, you know, played in pressure-packed situations before. I mean, even playing at Kentucky as a freshman with lots of expectations. I don't know. I don't know how it is. I mean, the players seem to think the NBA has done a really good job down in the bubble. I don't have any idea. You know, it would be interesting to hear what everybody has to say when the season's over and the bubble. I mean, the person that I hear more the most about, you know, how difficult the bubble has been, is Coach and Coach Stevens, and, you know, because I talk to him every day. So I don't know how much of a factor that is. I don't really understand, but there are, the NBA is in a good place. I mean, there are a lot of really good young players that have stepped up and played really terrific basketball since the restart, and it's been fun to watch.
What's the latest on when next season is starting? I know there's been talk about when that's going to be. What have you heard?
The most recent information is, I think Christmas is the earliest, and then probably the most likely is sometime in January. They're hoping to have it more normal where we have fans in the arenas and so forth, but that may be wishful thinking, but that's what their thinking is as of now, and that's what the hope is, but there is no set date yet. It's still being discussed, and as we get more information, those dates could change.
How do you cram in a whole season with the Olympics this summer?
Yeah, so I think that the Olympics could be in jeopardy, or maybe they'll go back to using college players or NBA players that seasons are over or whatever. I don't know what's going to happen with the Olympics, but I think that the NBA's priority is to get an NBA season and to crown a champion.
Hey, Danny, is this season a failure if the Celtics don't make it to the NBA Finals?
I always hate those kind of questions.
I don't know. You know Giannis?
I mean,
no,
like,
Kawhi,
it,
you know, like, no, it, like, no Durant?
Like, it depends. Like, I know, but it depends. It certainly has not been a failure up to this point, in my opinion. I think that, we'd be a really, really good Toronto team. And you know, I do believe that we are at least equals, if not better, than Miami. And, you know, it's disappointing that we're behind 3-1 right now, but the season's not over. And so we'll see how these last few games going. But, you know, like last night was a disappointing game. That's as far as I'll go.
All right, Danny Ainge, thank you for the time. I'm going out
playing.
I'm playing golf today. I'm powering through. I was up late last night.
Nice.
Yeah, you know? Getting out there.
All right, well, I hope you make all your putts. You have no turnovers.
Yeah.
And that you're really you stay mentally focused for the entire 18 holes.
See if you can pull that off.
Yeah, right. And don't suck for the first half, for the first nine. Yes, don't Fred. Be a no-show for the first nine
holes. Don't show up until the turn, Fred. Make sure you really play all the way through.
All right.
Make every putt. No, don't hit any balls out of bounds or duff any. And you don't get any mulligans. And let's see how you do.
Yeah. Well, you know, Daddy don't need mulligans. I play by the rules. I'm driving par fours. Don't worry about it. I got a little something called power. All right, Mr. Danny Ainge, thank you for the time, sir, and best of luck as this series continues to evolve.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, appreciate it. There you go, Mr. Danny Ainge. By the way, the Boston Celtics, I'm sorry very much, Jim, for that fart.
Who farted?
Oh, me.
Oh, it was brutal.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
I got everything under the sun happening in this body.
Yeah.
Could you hear it?
Yes.
On the air? Okay.
I could.
It was audible. Well,
then I need a fart court. I need a Fred Tutcher Celtics interview fart court.
You're going to have to sift through that because there were several.
One squeaker.
Joe is leaning the other way for a while there. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe had to go to shirt over mouth and nose.
Yeah, I was across the room, so I didn't get quite as bad.
Yeah.
Because I mean, did anybody else hear that?
I had headphones on the entire time. I did not hear.
No, I don't think they were audible. I think that's a fool's errand to go after that audibly. I mean, feel free.
But I believe you, Fred, because I saw the reaction on Joe's face.
Yeah, so. It was obvious.
Yeah. Something's going on. And it ain't good.
So, Joe, are you happy with the thunder?
Right? Yeah, he said he wishes he could have done better, and he would not answer if it was a failure or not.
Well, he didn't say he wished he would have done better. He goes, he always looks back to see if he could have done better. He didn't say he wished he could have done better.
The way it sounded, I think he wished he could have done more to help the team.
Well, I think that was with there being a deal that could have been made.
He said he was very happy with the fact that he did not make any deals.
Yeah,
he did say that.
He said he doesn't question the coach. He questioned himself. He did. He said that.
Well, he says he did that every year. It's a constantly evolving thing.
I mean, it helps my argument.
Well, good. I'm glad you got to ask it. There
Joe,
you go.
Congratulations.
I'm glad you got to stick around for that fart.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that was good.
The Boston said something's going on. I'm on new medicine. I'm on everything. My body is just saying, let's kick these things around a little bit. The Boston Celtics, by the way, are offering current college students, recent graduates, and those interested in pursuing a career in the sports and entertainment industry the opportunity to participate in the new Celtics Career Center, a virtual professional development program designed to provide career insights and networking opportunities in an interactive setting. The 8-week program begins on October 13th and will offer participants with content directly from these members of the Celtics front office staff. The cost is $40, includes 4 live speaker panels, 2 small group conversations, and 2 question and answer sessions with those who have broken into and gained firsthand experience in the sports industry. For more information or to register, visit Celtics.com/career center. That's Celtics.com/career center/register. So there's 2 slashes in that. And the good thing about being virtual is you don't have to smell them farts. And put that on a Hallmark card.
The best thing about being virtual is you don't have to smell them farts. That's a shirt.
Yeah. You can send that to a new employee. Like, they're down in the dumps. They can't come in the office. And you go, hey, you don't have to smell them farts.
Okay.
Okay.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Drive home with Felger and Mass.
this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Just talked to Danny Ainge, and based on Danny Ainge's comments, I think they, you know, very disappointed. I don't. Brad Stevens complaining about the bubble, and I just.
Brad complained about the bubble?
Yeah, he said that. He said that he talked to Brad, and that Brad is complaining about the bubble.
Oh, I don't. I must have spaced out for a second. I don't remember saying
that. Me too. I don't remember that either. Am I the only one who gleaned that information from the phone call? Am I the only one who heard that he said Brad was complaining about the bubble?
I must have missed it.
I must have missed it as well.
Sorry. Okay. Well, then maybe I'm the one who's wrong. If it's 3-1, maybe I'm the one who's wrong. Or 2-1.
No, but you're right. Danny, I mean, Danny is, you know, upset about yesterday.
No, he
I mean,
said that he talks to Brad every day and that Brad had issues with the bubble. Yeah, that was at the end of the conversation.
Okay. Okay. Not saying you're wrong, Fred. I'm just saying I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I see myself getting defensive. I want to make sure that I'm
okay.
I understand. I just but I mean, but that's obviously an excuse you can't use. You know, that's if that's something that he said. You know, I don't like hearing that. I don't want to hear that right now. I don't want to hear any kind of excuse about what's going on in the bubble because, to be quite honest, you know, that Heat's dealing with that too, and they've dealt with it just fine, it seems like. As a matter of fact, I would argue, and I think that caller this morning made a really good point. Do you have a rookie come out there and light it up and be able to score 37 points if you're indeed playing in front of a crowd like the TD Garden? And you know, last night, as you said, would have technically been a Heat game, but he's been great all series long. And you wonder if that would rattle him. I don't think that's the last thing anyone wants to hear right now. Right, even if it is rattling, no one wants to hear that.
All right, Kevin, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Toucher, you're right. That's actually what I thought was most surprising out of that conversation with Ainge. Is he said he thinks Stevens is having the hardest time with the bubble, which, I mean, I guess it's better than one of your star players having trouble, but your coach is having the hardest time with the bubble. That's tough.
Yeah, I was going, I heard that, yeah. And, yeah, he said that he talks to Brad every day and that Brad was having trouble with the bubble. That
wow, I want to hear that clip. I'm not this is not doubting you. I want to hear
defensive.
That because no, I know you're not. But I don't want you to think that I'm like saying that you're lying.
No.
But that's interesting. Like, I mean, that's something we haven't heard, that Brad's having a hard time with the bubble.
It was in context of an answer, so I didn't think it needed a follow up. But yeah, that was there.
And also, I mean, he has no problems with Jason Tatum. Tatum has struggled at times and really struggled at times last night. But he sounds to me like he's all in on Jason Tatum being the cornerstone of his franchise. And it also sounds like, even though there's a lot of introspection when you get to this point, what could I have done better? I have filled out my bench better? I think he went out of his way by saying, I'm fine with the roster I've wound up with. I have no misgivings at this point about not making a deal at the deadline.
Well, he
and
said that
honest,
he would have had to
I don't
give
either.
Up so much. He said that what he would have had to give up to get someone.
That's the it's got to be. He must be talking about what the Wizards wanted for Davis Bertans. Bertans, they wanted
two
first-round picks.
I think.
Bertans is one of the better three-point shooters in the league, but two first-round picks for a guy who could walk at the end of the season, that does seem a little steep.
Yeah. And on top of that, too, we could go back to when we questioned him and, you know, basically tried to find out everything that was going on back in February when all of that happened. It seems so long ago now. But the consensus was there wasn't anything there. And I think that all of us at the time thought that the Heat made a really good deal, but they also had the contracts, the people that they could trade
and the
to
need.
Make that happen.
And the need. They didn't have the four or five or six guys that the Celtics did. So they went and got two guys that automatically entered their rotation and were impact players.
This is about your star players turning the ball over and being sloppy and not disciplined.
They were better.
That's what this series is about.
They were better in at least three of the four games they've played. They just
and they
kicked away two
on their shoes.
And they kicked
That's
away
right.
two of them. That's true.
And I also think that there is something to it. I wanted to ask Danny about it. About I don't know if your best player is a playoff closer yet. And he could become that. I mean, you know, it takes, you know, Jason Tatum's still super young. But I mean,
just take a look at what guys like, you know, Jimmy Butler did at the beginning of that game, or what's his name over with the Raptors, tiny guy.
But I can also look at Donovan Mitchell. I can look at Jamal Murray. I can
Van
look Fleet. At guys.
No, not Van Fleet.
I can Lowry.
Lowry. Look what Lowry's
well,
become.
Lowry's
that guy
old.
Is a murderer.
But Lowry's old.
34.
But I can look at...
Yeah, right, but that's what I'm saying.
But I can look at Jamal Murray, and I can look at Donovan Mitchell, and I can see young guys that can take over playoff games and be closers.
Yep. It's true.
And Jamal
and
Murray
I don't
was
know
taken
if the Celtics
after,
have that.
Jaylen Brown, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if the Celtics have that. And I know that there's times where we see them go on these runs and you see Jaylen Brown, you know, play unbelievably aggressive. It all really, to be honest, a lot of people look at what Marcus Smart does, and that's fair. And that as Marcus Smart goes, the team goes. I think it's more as Jaylen Brown goes, this team goes. If he plays aggressive, and look at just the amount of paint points that they were able to score in game three, that was most of the difference. I mean, they just attacked the basket. And last night, you didn't have that. And a lot of it is because Jaylen Brown wasn't as aggressive
well,
as
he
we all
wanted.
Well,
he got in foul trouble. Well, Jaylen Brown, if you watch the beginning of the game, was overly aggressive and got two quick fouls, and it should have gotten a third foul because, excuse me, because he was slapping at balls and got two stupid fouls and should have gotten a third one almost directly after that. So he came out, and it's funny, if I tweeted, I would have tweeted out, he's playing out of control right now. He's trying to do way too much, and that kind of cut his balls off right there.
It limited his, I agree with Fred, that did limit his aggressiveness, the early foul trouble. But ultimately, I'm not convinced that Jaylen Brown is the guy. I mean, I think as Jason Tatum goes, the Celtics go.
All right, we have the audio of
I've got it right here.
Danny Ainge. Okay, here we go.
The players seem to think the NBA has done a really good job down in the bubble. I don't have any idea. It would be interesting to hear what everybody has to say when the season's over and the bubble. I mean, the person that I hear more the most about, you know, how difficult the bubble has been is Coach. And Coach Stevens, and you know, because I talk to him every day, so I don't know how much of a factor that is.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's funny like, that I'm the only one who heard that.
No, you're the only. I freely admit the reason I did not hear that because I was trying to think of what that sound sounded like, whether it was in a submarine or a plane or it's fastened seatbelt.
Well, John, if I
on,
had a nickel for
fault.
Every time you blinked out during this show this week, I'd have myself a small fortune.
That's only. Three times.
That I know of.
That you know of.
That I know of.
Yeah. Might be more.
I'm being told John's doing cameos while we're on the air.
No, Fred, I'm sorry. I was going to say you wouldn't have to do cameos.
Oh,
for
that's right.
For all
I
the time
have...
that John zoned out, if you had that money.
That's right. I would be.
Yes.
I wouldn't try to be making up for lost wages if I had all that money.
Be retiring.
I would be. I'd be retiring.
Love you, John.
John over there flaking out. Rich, too. Everyone's flaking out on me.
I did not hear that. And that is interesting.
The power of my mind when completely focused.
Your focus is there. It's there.
I've kicked pause.
You think?
Post-acute withdrawal syndrome.
No, you explained what it was. Yes, you've kicked it. It's over. It's done.
It seems that way. It seems I'm hyper-focused.
Mm-hmm.
Even
yes.
though I was laughing during that whole answer because of my fart,
mm-hmm.
I was able to... I was being
multitask.
Able to, multitask.
Yes.
That
Very
is
well
mind
done.
Control.
Very
that is
well
mind
done.
Control if there's
yes.
ever
I've been
been
meditating.
Mind
well
I
done.
It's right there. I've been meditating a lot. I meditate before the show every day. And there you go. You have the evidence that despite my fart, which was making... And if you go back, you can hear us laughing, me and Mr. Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, and in the stack, we'll have the audio of the post-fart laughter. And... I mean, how many shows can give you Danny Ainge and a little dose of post-fart laughter?
Same segment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, is this a fart court? So
no.
Do we
no, no,
do
no,
hear a fart?
No, no. I'm guilty. You don't hear one, but you can hear the aftermath.
Oh, hang on. I'm hearing that might not be the case.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Ooh, how interesting. Right. Well, I am interested.
Forensic experts are all over this.
Nice. Congratulations. Right, well, let's good. Us thank engineering right. for making
EGG
these mics.
Experts, yes.
And we'll leave it at that.
Greg Bredard joins Felger and Maz every Tuesday at 2 during Patriots season. Now, back to Toucher and Rich, a 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Oh, first of all, Johnny's got to do a sponsor.
Yes, Stack is brought to us by Window Nation. It's their buy two, get two free sale, no down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
All right, now that's being, over.
Finally. I am being told that there is audible audio of you farting while we were interviewing Danny Ainge. I have not heard this clip yet, so I guess you have to listen in closely. I know you guys started laughing at one point, but I did not realize that the fart itself ended up being picked up on the air. Mike Lockhart put this in the system. Let's take a listen. How do you cram in a whole season with the Olympics this summer?
Yeah, so I think that the Olympics could be in jeopardy.
My goodness, I didn't realize.
I definitely picked that up. Yeah.
That was wow. Something else.
That was the one that goes with the song at the beginning, wasn't
How
it?
How you
the,
cram in a whole season with the Olympics this summer?
That's the one that had actual notes to it.
Do you have that song handy?
Mike's got it somewhere. Mike, if you got it, then pop it on in there and just let that sucker play. Because to be quite honest, I've got no problem whenever we play that one.
One of the most disappointed I was all summer was I played that for my entire family and no one cracked a smile while I was dying laughing.
Really?
Yeah. What happened is somebody had farted and recorded it and they were like, this sounds like it's notes. Like the actual fart itself, you can hear the beginning of this.
The whole season of the Olympics this summer.
So it's like, and somebody said, you know what? This guy must go to like Berkeley or something. And he sent to us a song he'd made out of it. Like a Disney ride.
Yeah.
It's like that he was in the studio just taping himself. Good for him.
Well, you know that there's, I mean, there was like our band did that too. We had a tape record because I think we learned that from Slayer. Slayer had
Descendants had a record called Enjoy where the first song is Enjoy, which is, and it says on the record, all farts are real.
Yeah.
And then at the last hidden track is just them farting.
Yeah, our rehearsal space had a fart mic, and anytime anyone farted, you had to stop what you were doing, run over to the fart mic, press record, and fart into it. So Slayer was the first one that I knew to ever do this, and they had like a 30-minute cassette that was just all their farts from like 4 different years, like 4 years straight of just them farting. We only got to about a good, oh, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 minutes, but it was quality. That was a quality cassette.
Yep.
Oh. Don't sing into the fart mic.
Men. We are men. All right. Real quick, Rich, what do we got?
Oh, it looks like Sarge and Jay Stu are about to spend some mad cash.
Hey.
Available for pre-order now, WWE has officially launched WWE Wines. Oh. A new project that will see the company release superstar-themed bottles of wine, Fred.
Oh, yeah. Was there a very classy Miss Elizabeth, R.I.P.?
No, the first wines are inspired by The Undertaker and the late Ultimate Warrior.
Undertaker is a thick Cabernet.
It is, actually. A robust red. In 2018, it is a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes, it's very dark.
It's a limited edition 30-barrel series.
The tannins burn.
Yes, that's right. Each Undertaker bottle is marked with an individual bottle number as well as the barrel that it came from.
Yeah.
As for the unique Warrior 2019 Zinfandel, hang on. The Ultimate Warrior doesn't drink Zinfandel?
No,
what are we doing?
Red Zinfandel is a heavy wine.
Okay.
You're thinking of white Zinfandel.
I must be. I must be.
Which is what strippers order at dinner, and it's embarrassing.
Okay, well, I did not know that.
I think Fred would know. Fred is in a position to know.
Hey, I took you to a decent restaurant. What are you doing?
Yep, says each limited edition individually numbered bottle features one of three unique corks with different images and sayings from the Warrior himself.
Yeah.
So, if you really want to impress the ladies, you bust out the Undertaker Cabernet Sauvignon or the Ultimate Warrior 2019 Zinfandel.
Yeah, Ames. Give me that bottle.
Ames. Well, a Massachusetts construction worker's love of black licorice wound up costing him his life, according to the Globe. Eating a bag and a half every day for a few weeks, it threw his nutrients out of whack and caused his heart to stop. He was only 54 years old. The guy from the Massachusetts General Hospital said even a small amount of licorice you can eat increases your blood pressure just a little bit. But apparently this thing called glycerin acid, which is found in black licorice and other stuff, it can cause dangerously low potassium, and he just died. Now, they say it's an extreme case, but the doctor said it's more than just licorice sticks. It could be jelly beans, licorice teas, a lot of things over the counter. They said they have this
black
compound.
Licorice was a dancer at one of my clubs in Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you very much.
She'd take your paycheck.
Mr. Larry Flint, I appreciate you
chiming
in.
Black licorice would dance for us.
And Fred, what is the most overrated crime movie of all time?
Overrated crime movie of
so
all time.
So much that everybody's
Boondock
got the poster.
Saints.
Well, no.
Scarface.
Scarface.
Scarface. Boom, 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 boom. It sounds like there is going to be a reboot of the movie Scarface.
Oh, it's
going
to be so successful. Oh, boy.
No, it won't.
Who's Tony Montana? That's what I want
Michael
to know.
B. Jordan. They did a good job.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like he is, of course, is, you know, the guy in Creed. And
good job taking
guy.
That role. They must have paid him a lot.
Killmonger from Black Panther.
Yeah, that is Michael a Jordan. dumb idea. Dumb. Scarface was stupid anyway, and then now they're going to remake. Oh, boy. What's the point? I would just run. I'd buy a theater across the street and just run the real Scarface and go here. Like, what more do you want them to do?
People love that movie.
I know, but it exists. I mean, what are you going to do to it? I mean, it's not like people are into it because of the great plot structure. They like the idea that he came from nothing and brutally got his way into millions. They forget the end.
Which movie had more people painted orange, Scarface or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, Scarface, they didn't really reach out to the Cuban-American community to try to
No, they just cast people who weren't Cuban. And, like, you saw it with what's-his-name, Robert Loggia. Like, in, like, this report or whatever, there was a book that was made about the movie. They actually painted them orange in order to make them look the part instead of casting real Cubans. Like, that is, like, to me, one of the most insane things. Why would you do that?
Can you notice how much looser I am now, Scott?
I'm an ass man.
I'm relaxed.
It's massage time.
Yep.
There you go.
Don't crack nothing.
Scott's very good at it. Had my first one yesterday.
Oh, all right. I got to talk. I'll stop. Don't do that when I'm on the air. All right, here we go. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. I'm about to hit the old Links-a-roo.
Hit him straight.
Can't do that. All right, that'll do it for us. Bye.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.